Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can click the Contact Us link on our website at waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kate Lewis from San Francisco.
Hey, Kate, how are you? How are things in that beautiful city by the bay?
They're fantastic, thanks.
What do you do there?
I'm a toy designer.
A toy designer?
Wow! Mm-hmm.
Do you sit around and make up toys?
Yep, pretty much.
What kind of toys have you made up?
I make stuff for babies and toddlers, mostly developmental stuff.
You make that stuff that purports to make our children smarter?
Exactly.
Can I tell you now that it has not worked? Well, welcome to our show, Kate. It's great to have you with us. Carl Castle is now going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
Ready.
Here is your first limerick.
Your tongue is no better than mine. You can't tell the Rhone from the Rhine. You sniff, sip, and spit, but you'll have to admit you can't make clear judgments on
wine.
Exactly right. What you have long suspected is true. Those wine critics who go on and on about the fruity bouquets and a glass of Chardonnay with notes of copper plum and wet dog. It's all bull. They're making it up. According to a study in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, humans are physically incapable of identifying more than four different taste components in a single mixture. But respected wine reviewers will list six or seven in their reviews. This explains why one highly rated Burgundy was listed as having, quote, nut and fruit aromas with notes of oak, raspberry, clay, and oh my God, I can't pretend anymore, it tastes, I don't know, red, okay? It tastes like red wine, unquote. Here's your next limerick.
On my toddler, I'm dropping a dime, and someday he'll be doing hard time. His illicit career stems from absence of fear. He's just three, but he'll soon commit
crime.
Exactly right. According to a joint study in the U.S. and Britain, future criminals start showing signs of hoodlumism as early as three. Scientists tested a group of toddlers. They tested their fear responses and checked back in 20 years later. Kids who were afraid of loud, unpleasant sounds were more likely to grow up as normal, police-fearing adults. But the three-year-olds who later turned to crime simply responded, "Is that all you got, big guy?" Here is your last limerick.
We ladies can dress for a win and make the male frontal lobe spin. We are most appealing when halfway revealing. We show 40% of our
skin.
Right. Ladies, it's not what you wear. It's how much you don't wear. Researchers now at Leeds University say they have discovered exactly the right level of immodesty for women. An outfit that reveals 40% of the woman's skin will get her just the right amount of attention. Show more than 40%, the guys will just want to buy you Jello shots.
Isn't there, I mean, which 40%?
Well, that's the question. The scientists make no distinction as to which skin you're showing. So according to them, for example, wearing a sleeveless thigh-length dress will get you the same amount of attention as wearing full-length gloves, chaps, and nothing else. Give it a try, ladies and gentlemen. Report back.
So Palin's Newsweek cover was statistically perfect.
It was perfect, exactly.
Perfect.
Wow. She was probably part of the study.
Carl, how did Kate do in our quiz?
Kate was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers. So, Kate, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Congratulations. Kate, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.